If you're just tuning in for the second date, we're on the phone with Kayla, and Kayla is pretty much the unicorn. You know, she's very attractive. She cooks incredible food. Mm-hmm. She loves guys with guitars.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes her no different than any other woman.
And
yeah.
So far, yeah. She's down to do stuff on the first night.
Okay, so she's the perfect woman.
She sounds like every other woman out there, but I like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking, what kind of idiot would turn that down? Apparently a guy named Lucas would, because...
Yeah, that's good, Jeffrey. You're in her corner.
I am. I'm trying to figure out why, because after Kayla cooked him some homemade Moroccan chicken and slipped into some negligee and invited him to stay the night, Lucas apparently looked at her and said, no thanks. Yeah. I'm good. And Kayla, I feel for you here, but look, we have a whole text board filled with dudes and even some women who would love to take you out if this doesn't work.
Aw. Well, that would be nice, but I am really curious what he has to say.
And I mean, I didn't really get a sense. Are you really excited about Lucas, or are you just kind of pissed that he turned you down?
No, I had a great time with him. And I honestly, if I didn't, I probably would have just left the restaurant right then and there. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's call this moron and okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's call this nice person and see what he has to say for himself. All right. You ready to do this, Kayla?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Lucas, please?
This is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk?
What is this about?
This is about a segment we do called The Second Date. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hi, Lucas.
That's Brooke.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I mean, that was the only thing I had to say.
All right. I thought she had more.
No, you can move on. I thought you were going to explain what a second date was.
So the way a second date works, you obviously know, but if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll try and figure out the reason why. So do you know who I might be calling about?
I think so. I have an idea.
Okay.
But I don't know. Why don't you fill me in?
All right. Well, the woman that emailed us, her name's Kayla.
Oh, okay.
Moroccan chicken Kayla?
Yes.
It's a horrible nickname.
It is. It's not very sexy, is it?
Is that the woman that you were thinking?
I wasn't sure, actually. Okay.
Well, he's a man that plays guitar. You know, he has a lot of options on dating apps. It's
absolutely. So here's the deal. Kayla told us about your date and going out to the restaurant, and then she made some chicken for you at her place. And she said that the night kind of ended on a strange note.
I guess you could say that.
Well, she's not sure what went wrong and why you wouldn't want to end up staying the night with her.
Which is totally fine if you felt like that was too fast on a first date. Like, no judgment here. I think Alexis is going to judge you, but...
There's definitely a little bit of judgment, but maybe there's a good explanation.
No, I mean,
it was a weird night. We went out to eat, and Kayla didn't really like the food, and...
Is that the problem? Is it because you felt like less than a man because she didn't like the restaurant?
What?
Less than a man?
That was a big jump, Jeffrey.
I'm just trying to read it.
Not at all. I was cool with leaving, you know, the food was kind of whack, and she ended up taking me to her place and making this, like, amazing meal, you know,
Moroccan chicken.
Yeah, she told
him. Nickname, it's not sticking.
She said she was a good cook and you love the food.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, she is an amazing cook. She was great. That's not a problem. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but I...
Well, she's really confused, Lucas, because, like you said, she felt like everything was going really, really well up until the very end of the night, and she can't figure out the reason why you would turn her down.
Here's the thing. I'm hanging out at her place, and... On the wall, she's got all these pictures with, like, John Mayer.
Wait, she's got, like, fangirl photos on the wall?
Like a poster?
These aren't, like, photos where, like, she's at a show and she got, like, a selfie with him or something. You know, like, she's, like, in a room with John Mayer hanging out. You know, and I know John Mayer's reputation, you know, like, he doesn't exactly, like, pick up dogs.
What? Okay, let's...
He's more of a cat guy.
I don't know that we'd use that verbiage, but yeah.
He's good with the ladies, is what you're saying.
He's good with the ladies, and I'm just saying, if you're in a room with John Mayer, like, it's probably gone down.
So who cares? What, you've never had... I mean, even if that is true, like, why would that matter?
I mean, if her bar is John Mayer high, I mean, that's terrifying.
So you're saying if she would have been hanging out with, like, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, you would have been fine with that, but you feel insecure because it's John Mayer.
Hey, you know what? Chad Kroger's great.
I could deal with Chad.
You could deal with Chad. Okay. But that's on you, man.
Oh,
she obviously was interested
yeah.
in you. She cooked for you. She changed into lingerie for you. Like, can't you see that those are your own securities?
Insecurities.
Those mm-hmm. are the ones.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it doesn't change the way that I felt, and my entire body was just kind of like
not a wonderland
panic mode. Not in Wonderland. Right.
I can see this, to be honest. If I knew a girl had hooked up with like Tom Brady, I'd be like, well, I can barely throw a football, let alone
what?
I'm not rich like him, let
no.
alone.
I would have been like, yeah,
yeah
and
score.
She's picking me now.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay.
Or you don't want to get what John Mayer's had.
Well, we're speculating a lot here. We don't
we
even
are.
Know if anything actually went down with John Mayer.
That's true.
So you know what, Lucas? Why don't we just pull her up and ask her, because I need to tell you she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What? What are you talking about?
That's how the second date works. She's been on the other line.
I thought you heard these before.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. She's there, man. Kayla?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Am I on?
Yep.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey. Okay. This is hi, Lucas. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the last thing I would have ever thought. I'm sorry that you got so weirded out by that picture. I mean, it's kind of old. It's been there for a little bit. I didn't even think about it, honestly.
Wait, Kayla, is that a picture of your ex, John Mayer?
I mean, no.
No, you guys weren't official, but did things
no.
happen?
I'm supposed to believe you were in a room with John Mayer and, like, you guys didn't do dirty.
I mean, don't. That's nobody's concern right now.
Oh, that's a yes.
Honestly, you shouldn't even be worrying about it. I'm on a date with you, and it doesn't even matter at that point.
Listen,
you know?
Listen. Did he like play guitar for you too? Did he do like a one-on-one thing for you?
I don't even know if I want to answer that.
I don't even think.
You seem
yeses.
Like really in your feelings about this. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to depress you even more.
I mean,
okay.
That's the thing, Kayla. Like, Lucas, these aren't questions you actually want the answer to. If you're already feeling this way,
right. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
Like, did he have really soft hands?
Yes. The answer is yes to everything. Was he good? Yes.
Well, is he
working? Big? Yes.
Is he working with a 6-string guitar or a 12-string?
Oh.
Maybe he's got an ukulele and he's just really good with it. You know. Sometimes it's about the music that the instrument makes, not necessarily the instrument itself.
Okay.
Am I right, Kayla?
Yes, but I also don't think that assumptions need to be made here. But yes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so not a ukulele.
Lucas, are you hearing her? She is saying you're enough. You're awesome. She likes you. Like,
you know what? Actually, I don't really know if I think that anymore.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
It seems like he's already moved on and really insecure about himself in a way. And I don't know. I didn't give him any of that impression. And honestly, a real man would have just said something to me right then and there instead of ghosting me like he did when he doesn't even know the situation and is just making an assumption.
Yeah, a real man.
Flat out rude.
A real man like John Mayer would have said that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
He would
He would have known the gravity of this situation.
Oh, I love that song.
It's really good.
I see. It is a good song.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I think Lucas needs to take some time to maybe, instead of putting time into dates, maybe have some more guitar lessons because he really seems very insecure about his guitar playing, I guess.
Ouch.
Okay.
I mean, she's right.
But like, also like, dude, you didn't ask me. You just made an assumption.
Right.
You're in a room with John Mayer. It didn't look like anybody was around. Like, I know you slept with him. Just admit it.
Get over it, Lucas.
She pretty much already did.
You know what? I'm not saying anything about what Johnny and I did or didn't do.
Oh, Johnny. Getting so intimate here.
Johnny.
Well, hold on. We need to ask Lucas, would you like to go out on one more date with Kayla?
Please. No,
I mean,
please don't ask him. Please.
Oh.
I think
yes.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I got my answer.
Well,
Like, I got the answer, and for what it's worth, I'm not taking that picture down. So.
Yeah!
Wow.
Sorry, not everybody has Johnny's confidence.
Yeah. or Johnny's guitar.
Hey!